Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast. What to watch.
On Point of View.
A very good evening to you, Leroy Mark. It is exactly 9 o'clock.
Yes.
He's in the building because it's a Thursday. Hello, Leroy.
Hello, Pam. How are you doing?
I'm good, but your list,
nah?
I'm trying to get to it. Let me just see quickly, but
I know.
What's happening with you?
It's not
who
me.
Who made
it's,
you mad?
It's the timeline.
Who made you mad?
Not me. I did watch one or two of them with one eye closed. They were tough this
you are
week,
so
I won't lie.
You are angry.
It wasn't easy viewing, I must tell you.
No, it definitely wasn't.
I knew that we were going to have a bit of
ruffles. So, are you feeling like this?
I'm not feeling...
Are you feeling violent?
Not. Absolutely not. So, I must tell you, maybe the process will explain itself, but I get tons of emails every week from some of the... the streaming platforms, and they say to me, this is what we've got up next. And I go through all of them, and I look at what's going on, and which is new, which is relevant, which hasn't been done before. So, I automatically kick out sequels.
Gory.
You know? And this week has just been one of those.
Oh, it's gory.
It's been a little hectic.
I don't even know. Okay, ABC Killer.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I found it very interesting.
Because it's our story. It's our
Absolutely.
Story.
Absolutely. The guys who gave us
was it the same guys?
Same guys, okay. In the same style. I must tell you what Showmax can do very well is a really good...
Yes. They also did that with
Catch Me a Kid story with Leroy's Mary, the profiler, and they make it really gripping. Three parts, nice and short, you can binge it in one go. But for me, it was very interesting to see a serial killer, and they make a point of telling it from the vantage point of the journalist, the story behind the story, which I really appreciated. Not so much of the sensation around the killings, but you also find that he's a very eloquent person who knows how to...
I want to say decent.
Decent is and you're not...
It's difficult, ne? Want to say decent.
And you're not wrong for saying it because, again, you know, serial killers aren't not human. Mm. Again, you know, they're not made from some other kind of material. They are human beings. But I told you, I was sitting there gripped. I couldn't believe what I was feeling at the time and very confused about it, but it was very well done. I love that we get to see it from the background of the night reporter, I think her name is Tamsin. And just the level of just gore and the hate he has for women in general and where it comes from and where it stems from, you get to really get into his mind. It doesn't make his crimes any less gory, but it really is something riveting, especially for my true crime fans. That is
Look, this is one to watch.
Oh, yeah, it really
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. ABC Killer is definitely one to watch. And it's South African. It will look familiar.
Very familiar.
You know the story. You've seen it. You saw the headlines. So this is one to watch for sure.
And it's wonderful because we see it all the way at the time of the star. So we're seeing it from a journalist's point of view, what was happening at the time following. And what I loved about the night journalist who started off this whole story is that she's a very mild-mannered woman, very young at the time, quiet, so it also isn't like a hard-hitting investigative journalist. It's a woman who really did just simple, good investigative journalism, and she really followed the story until its end. Absolutely riveting. You'll go your a million times.
Okay. And then we start with the gory.
Oh, yes.
take your pick, because gee whiz.
Should we work our way down the line? Osiris for me is an interesting one. I wasn't so mad at it because when I was watching it, I also thought that it had some elements. First of all, for a sci-fi sort of action drama, it's very low budget. So they had to do what they had to do from a design point of view to make the RAN stretch, and they did the best that they could. So the whole idea is that, and there's some elements of it that are actually interesting because of where we are geopolitically, because it's a small team of special forces team that is dealing with terrorists in the Middle East. You know, and as you know, the Middle East is a very contentious area right now. They are American, and they get kidnapped by aliens, and basically they are taken back to the alien planet. And while they're on this ship, they find that there are some compatriots who on Earth they would normally be their enemies, their rivals, but they have to work together to get themselves back into planet Earth. Absolutely riveting, and the acting is absolutely amazing. I love Max Martini in it. La Monica Garrett is great as well. It's just a little bit of a, like, you can see the rands ran out as far as set design is concerned, but the performances are really well. The reviewers loved the story. It is the more popular of the releases for the last 2 weeks. So, yes, Osiris is in theatres as of tomorrow.
Okay, St. Clair?
Hi, Yana. Okay, so St. Clair is an interesting story about a young lady who seems to have just gone awry and she's like assassinating everybody. But actually, the story is a bit more noble than that. It turns out that she had mistakenly killed someone when she was younger because that person was being inappropriate with her. And she now finds herself in the same situation where her friend has gone missing and she's doing everything she can to almost expose this drug trafficking ring. She's called St. Clair because she seems to be a saint in this particular story, because she puts her life on the line while trying to work out all her issues that she has about her upbringing and the loss that she's incurred and the sort of abuse she's experienced. And she's now using that as fuel for her to do this sort of vigilante Lara Croft thing. Very interesting. It's in theaters as of the 18th of July.
Okay, guns up.
Okay, so this uncle, his name is Ray Hayes. He's played by Kevin James. He's an ex-cop. This guy, he wants more for himself, and he finds that a civil servant salary is not good enough for him, and he wants to find some way to make more money. His dream is to have a diner with his family and leave a family business behind for his kids. He knows he can't do that on a policeman's salary, and he gets approached by a mafia boss, and they say, okay, fine, be a henchman for me. You're an ex-cop. Bamba in Dambuman, Yabon, will be my muscle. And then what I will do is I'll give you a good pension, I'll give you benefits, I'll give you dental, I'll give you everything that you need. And then as soon as you feel that you've saved enough money for you to go buy this diner, then you can leave and leave me alone.
Have we not seen this before?
100 times.
Have we not seen this?
100 times, because what happens now is that he, as about to resign, as if he gets to 250,000 rand, he needs to buy this diner.
Of course he can't.
The person who promised him this no longer is in the picture because they've been taken over. Mm-hmm. And the person who takes over says, actually, you're not going
you
anywhere.
Can't go.
Now he must fight his way out of the mafia. So it's an interesting story because you get to see. So here, so the note I have here is the comedy was very light. It's not offensive. Mm-hmm. The idea was for it to be a sort of a dark comedy because there are moments there where, for instance, Ray Hayes' wife finds out, you know, she knows what he does for a living, even though the cover is that he's a cop.
Mm.
And at some point, she exposes herself as being, you know, quite a capable, you know, assassin herself. Very much like that movie we were watching with Cameron Diaz and Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
And there's a moment where it's absolutely hilarious where she asks her kids after they observe mom being really hectic, you know, and kick some butt. And she says to her kids, on a scale of 1 to 10, how traumatic is this for you? How much therapy will we need for this? Unfortunately, the best part of this movie is the last 18 minutes.
Unfortunately.
The first sort of hour in a bit is bleh.
Okay. So there's a musical at the Square.
Yes.
Theatre on the Square.
Yes. It's my second favorite theatre after the Market. Mm-hmm. They've got an interesting... So Charlie Chaplin, as an actor, had this character of the tramp. And it's actually been studied quite extensively, especially by drama students, about how you do this massive comedic thing, how they dress... the costume, the oversized clothing. He was, think of Mr. Bean. Everything Mr. Bean is doing is textbook The Tramp. So we're now having a musical where we get to explore this wonderful character of The Tramp that gave rise to this wonderful movement of that Charlie Chaplin was able to use as a vehicle for his art. It is at the Theatre on the Square from the 23rd of July. There's a few shows there. It's a one-man piece done by the award-winning Wella Capella. So make sure you book real quick, real fast. It's happening from yesterday all the way to the end of the weekend at the Theatre on the Square.
You know what I wish for you this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Rest.
Yes, that. A bit of warmth.
Mm-hmm.
And a nicer movies.
Nicer movies.
Yeah.
I will
you deserve
do
warmer, lighter.
I'll do better.
Ne?
You, please.
Like warmth, just to keep you warm. You know what I mean? Like,
thank you.
And to keep you like a little bit like, yeah.
I appreciate you. I just refilled my gas canister, so warmth is everywhere.
Wabonane.
Yeah.
So just pick things that are going to make you feel a little bit happy.
Happy. Because
that's
South Africa
goal.
Is a movie.
That's
wow.
A goal. Thanks, Leroy.
Cheers.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.